and welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does God lead someone who is at the pinnacle of her career to a path where hundreds of thousands of lives are impacted every single day? For some, these moments come in compelling ways, and these moments come in, for others, in practical ways. But God moves in the lives of people, and today He sent someone in studio who can share a personal story about God's working in her life. Kim Janala was a weeknight news anchor for KGMB-TV for 15 years. During her time there as news anchor, she won Emmys for cultural affairs reporting, as well as Best Newscast. She's also won several Society of Professional Journalists awards and awards for perpetuation of Hawaiian culture. It was just the beginning. And so we pause for a moment here at the beginning of our show to remind you that certain divine interludes take place in our lives. And quite often, we may not even recognize them. But there are those certain moments that are undeniable. And when that happens, it is a way that God grabs our attention with His ever-so-gentle hands. And as a father would to a child, looks into our eyes and says, hey, I'm opening a way for a new season, my friend, today. Could this be a moment for you, even in your life, that the Lord is opening a way for a new season? And perhaps it'll start with a relationship that you do not have. And a relationship maybe you do have, but you have not paid much attention to it for a while. And I'm speaking specifically of a relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, who shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away, who was buried, and who rose again on the third day. And the living Christ today, dear one, calls you to Himself. Kim Janala is the president and CEO of Aloha United Way. She joined Aloha United Way in 2011. In the last year, through workplace campaigns, grants, its combined federal campaign and special projects, Aloha United Way was able to raise nearly $15 million to serve the needs of our community. The impact of AUW and its work is both powerful and widespread, with Aloha United Way funding programs touching, get this now, 800,000 local lives. Kim is also part of the United Way Worldwide National Professional Council. Her love for United Way began more than 20 years ago when she served for 5 years as the corporate campaign coordinator for the Aloha United Way campaign at large at a large retail store chain. Previously, Kim was a philanthropy director for the Kapi'olani Health Foundation. She assisted in cultivating, soliciting, and stewarding major gift donors for the operations of Kapi'olani Medical Center, Hawaii's premier hospital for women and children. She's married to Guy Hagi. They have one son and one daughter, Luke and Alia. Together, they attend New Hope Christian Fellowship. Kim, welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. You did a beautiful job on that intro. Thank you.
Where did you grow up?
I always have a hard time answering that question because I've been in Hawaii for about 27 years, but I was actually born in Ohio, and my dad was in the Marines, so we moved around quite a bit in all of my early childhood days. I went to college in Texas at the University of Texas at Austin and worked in Florida for a little while and then landed in Hawaii and never left. So,
well, having traveled, I wonder if that has sort of added a capacity in you for cultural diversity, adaptability. What do you feel that has done in your life to prepare you for what you're doing today?
You know, I think travel and just experiencing everything that you can is super important for no matter what you do. So, for example, with our own kids, even though we feel so tremendously blessed to be raising a family in Hawaii, which I think is one of the greatest places ever to raise a family, we are committed to doing whatever we can to take our kids to on a trip to another country every year, whether it's Canada or Mexico, or we went to Italy last year and was able to show them where their ancestors came from on my side. But, you know, they need to be able to experience the blessings, know the blessings that they have here, and also experience what it feels like to grow up in another world, in another area, and what those needs are and what those joys are. And, you know, I think it really contributes. For me, you know, being a child of a military dad meant that every 2 years I had to make new friends. So at the very lowest ground level for me, that meant constantly changing schools and having to reintroduce myself and win new friends over. And I think that was just an incredible skill that that gave me. So
who influenced you most in your growing up years?
Oh, wow. I had a high school journalism teacher that that got me really fired up about that as a career. And so I would say that, you know, he had a tremendous impact on me. My mom was 16 when she had me. So I was raised for the first few years of my life primarily by my grandmother, who was just a wonderful Sicilian ravioli, pasta making, incredibly warm lady. And so I've always had a real connection to seniors and a heart for that based on, you know, what she did for me too. So
what do you remember about Grandma? Maybe a lesson that she taught you.
Well, she, Italian grandmothers, if you have a chance, and we were Italian Portuguese, so you can only imagine how lively our house was, right? But it's very animated. They love you with all their heart and they yell at you with all their heart too. It's a very passionate culture. But you know, I have awesome memories of being in the basement with her and making pasta and doing those kinds of things. Grandmother, granddaughter together, we'd roll out raviolis and all. And she, you know, she had this love of cooking for people to show how much she cared for them. And I think that's a big part of the Hawaii culture too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if anything, just kind of, you know, some of my biggest memories are just, you know, having her hug me and lay on her lap. She was a large, very soft and lovable woman. And it's just, it was a great experience. So
you mentioned your journalism teacher. What inspired you? Because so much of your career has been in journalism. Yeah. What was it?
Yeah. You know, it's funny and maybe even a little embarrassing. Some people who might have seen this story that I did on KGMB a number of years ago are going to laugh to hear this again. But when I was a teenager, I had this tremendous crush on John Travolta, which is just crazy, I know, to the kids these days. He seems 100 years old. But he was our Justin Bieber back then, right?
Right.
Especially after the Staying Alive movie and he was a hot dancer and all that. Anyway, so I had a big crush on John Travolta. And somewhere in my head, I got it in my head at about ninth grade that the only way I was ever going to get to meet him was to become a reporter and someday interview him. And that was partly in conjunction with this great journalism teacher kind of guiding me that way and showing me my creative writing skills and stuff. But what's so funny is that flash forward, gosh, how many years was it total? It was 30 years, and I'm in the newsroom at KGMB, and I see this press release come across that John Travolta and his wife are going to be in town for a press, Kelly. Mm-hmm. And I begged my news director, you have got to send me, you don't understand. I mean, Danny, I had 35 life-size posters of John Travolta in my room, on my ceiling, they were on my door. It was one of those kid things you did, right? So it was really incredible for me. He came in town. I got to interview him one-on-one. I maintained my composure, but I told him, you know, you're the reason that I'm a CBS news anchor. And he said, what? And I told him the story. And I said, please don't think I'm crazy, but you need to know. And he was just so lovely about it. Him and Kelly hugged me, and they were really great. And it's kind of bizarre when your life comes full circle like that. I told my husband, I go, I don't know what I have to live for now. My dream for the last 35 years just came true. So, but you know, I think for me, journalism was a good I was a very curious child, and I was never very artistic, but journalism was a way that I could be creative with the stories from other people and be and feel like I was a contributing member to society because I was getting the information out to the people that needed to hear it. So it's been a wonderful sort of extension of who I was as a child too. So
to be in it and to rise to the level that you have risen speaks of more than just of a talent or an interest or passion. There are things beneath that lend itself towards, or maybe they're necessities for sustainability and ongoing growth in a career. Such qualities, such character qualities, such relatable characteristics are things that have, I think, endeared you to the public, endeared you to people, you know, people of influence, people who make the decision makers of our society, and even to see you doing what you do today, which, you know, I want to hear about and we want to learn about. But these kinds of things are, many of which are intangibles. But these intangible qualities are given by a grace. You know, I think maybe perhaps you'd say, well, you know, God opened up doors for me. God gave me some of these things. I'm a steward of it. And the thing is, today, as you sit here in studio in this really, to me, a divine moment, a moment of God's purpose, a dear listener has a curious mind, maybe a desperate mind because of a beating heart, because of something that has gone on in his or her life, maybe a challenge that's going on in the family or at work. Dear one, as you listen, the Lord sends Kim Janala to be with us to talk story, to share heart to heart about her life and, you know, oddly enough, in ways that only God can, he is connecting with your life. And more specifically, with your life situation at this moment. And as he does, he whispers his love for you, his grace, and that there is always hope in the Lord. We're speaking about relationship with God. We're talking about faith. When we come back, we'll talk more with Kim about her faith journey, how she encountered Christ, and what difference that has made in her life, in her family. Isn't that good when you think about that God cares about you, he cares about your family. He knows all that's going on. We can't surprise him with anything, but he wants us to pray, to let him know what's going on. And somehow that just warms his heart to know that his child is calling out to him. You'll hear from Kim Janala when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
In the last 2 years as CEO for Aloha United Way, Kim Janala has been recognized by the business community for her efforts to reorganize and re-energize the Aloha United Way mission in Hawaii, including being selected as one of the 10 business leaders to watch by Pacific Business News. Also, one of the 20 for the next 20 by Hawaii Business Magazine, and a 2012 Distinguished Sales and Marketing Finalist Award from SMEI Hawaii. Yes, Kim Janala is in studio with us. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us today. If you're tuning in right now and you'd like to get this program in its entirety, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the podcast for free, that and other resources. And to find out more about Aloha United Way, AUW.org. Isn't that easy? AUW. .org. Kim, before our break, we sort of gave a little bit of a prelude of faith, relationship. Take us on your faith journey. How did you come to know the Lord Jesus?
Well, it's been a relatively new part of my life. About five and a half years ago, everything changed for me. I should say I grew up Catholic. I went to Catholic school, in elementary school. I went to church religiously. I, you know, even through my adult years, but never really fully connected or got it, you know. And when in my adult life, I started sort of experimenting around with different religions and trying to find where my spirituality connected, and never really could find that. And interestingly, the way that I came to know the Lord was completely by surprise for me. And I have shared this from time to time in testimony, but I was going through a big decision that I had to make at work with my job, and I'll keep this brief. But basically, I was really in a quandary because we were number one at the TV station. Life was going incredibly well. My husband and I were anchoring together. Everything I'd ever wanted in my professional career was happening. We were getting awards. And yet, my two beautiful children that God had blessed me with were the ones that were sort of paying the price for that. Our schedules were such that, we went into work at 2 p.m. Our kids got out of school at 2:30, which meant 5 or 6 days a week I didn't see them at all. And my husband worked the same schedule as me. And I was frustrated and I was upset that all of this that I had worked so hard to get, that I couldn't do it all. I couldn't have the job that I wanted and I couldn't be a good mom to my kids at the same time. And so I was really tormented. It was coming up. I had to sign a new contract for 3 more years and I was really struggling. And just briefly, I was working out with a trainer. He was going through a divorce. I said, "How can I help you?" He was a single dad. And he said, "You know, my wife and I used to go to church together all the time, and I don't feel comfortable going by myself. Would you come with me to church one day?" And I said, "Seriously, church? I mean, can I just take you to coffee or take your son to a movie, you know?" And he said, "No, no, no. You know, I would really, it would really make me feel good if you would go with me to church." And so I did not go there looking for salvation. In fact, I walked into New Hope and they were singing and everybody had their arms up and I thought, this is kind of weird. And I was checking my watch and trying to see how long it was going to be before it was over. And then wouldn't you know it, but Pastor Wayne pulls out his whiteboard and the first thing he writes on the whiteboard was God, family, career. See, I almost cry right now. It's been 5.5 years ago. And it was such an incredible moment for me that it changed my whole life. And I first thing I did was smack my friend. I said, "You knew that was what he was going to talk about today." And he said, "No, I promise. I had no idea." But before the service was over, I was bawling. And then everybody was standing around going, "Hey, that's the news lady. Oh, like, what's wrong with her?" It was such a powerful, I mean, God literally just reached right into my heart and just changed my entire life in an instant. And it was the most powerful thing I've ever felt. And I quit my job the next day.
The next day?
The next day. It was on a Sunday. I quit my job on Monday. And I talked to my husband that night and, you know, and I said, "Financially, I don't know what this is going to mean for us, but I am like 100% convicted that this is the right thing to do." And you know, and even for him, Guy is a wonderful man, but wasn't necessarily Christian at the time. So I had a lot of people around me who thought I was going crazy. They really, even my mom said, "You know, Kim, you're going to wake up tomorrow. You're going to be rocking in the corner in the fetal position going, what did I just do?" And I said, "No, it was just amazing the conviction that I had."
Kim, such clarity at that moment. I mean, it brings you back just sharing about it.
Yeah.
What went on inside? Let's go deeper. What went on inside when you speak about that conviction that you just knew what you needed to do?
That's what I try to explain it to non-believers now, and it's hard. And I'll tell you, especially because I came out of an environment in the newsroom, and I will say a newsroom is not a religious place by nature, right? People in news, they deal with the negative side of life all day long, murder, assault, you know, corruption. It's not a very godlike place in there. And so, in fact, we had one guy in our newsroom who was very religious, and we all called him the Jesus freak. So what happened to me in that instance is I crossed over into being the, you know, that person. And it was powerful for me. And I try to explain to people that the only way you can explain it to them is nothing that made sense before all of a sudden everything makes sense. And that you have this just absolutely overwhelming certainty that there is a God and that he is connected to you and that he has this amazing ability to watch over millions of people at the same time and be in your life. And once you accept that, you can't explain it, but once you accept that as a reality, then God just keeps putting things in your path one after another to prove to you over and over again that it's true. And you know, those things may have been there all along, but you just weren't open to seeing them before. And so
it took courage to make a decision and then to live it out.
Yeah.
And even hearing voices from people very close mm-hmm. to you. Courage for you and Guy mm-hmm. and for your family. Someone today, they listen, they hear, and it triggers something inside of them. You stepped over a line at that moment with I would say there was a fortitude given mm-hmm. to do that. Someone today might be, they know, they agree, but there's too many reservations mm-hmm. as to that'll keep them from taking that. And they might even know, they might regret not taking a step. A subtle word of maybe from your life, an insight of what you might say to someone. Sister to sister, friend to friend, almost like you're putting your arm around them and just sharing a word of coffee, over coffee. What would you say?
You know, you hear over and over again, let go and let God. And when you're able to do that completely, it's amazing. I understand how hard it is to do that. I mean, I'm not advocating people run out and quit their jobs. I mean, we've got to pay for our families and food and everything.
Right.
But we have to get over this idea that we have to control our destiny. And because when we do, then it's a constant struggle always, and we're never going to get to whatever God's plan is or was for us. And so, you know, I encourage people who are really fearful of just changing their life completely in one fell swoop because of their beliefs. I understand the apprehension for doing that, but I encourage people, try it on a day-to-day basis. Wake up and say, today, I'm not going to make any plans for my day. I'm going to pray and I'm going to let God put me where he wants me today. And just try it on a day-to-day basis. And I'm sure that when you start opening yourself up to that, you're going to get that reassurance and the guidance that you need to start walking in the path that you need to go. You know, you don't have to do something as drastic as I did. Although I will tell you, you know, my first 2 weeks home with my kids at night, I just cried my eyes out because I thought, thank you, God, because I was literally ready to sign another 3 years, and my kids would have been, at the end of that three-year time period, 12 and 11, and I would have never spent any time with them. And I thought it was okay because I was providing for them. They could go to good schools. They had everything they needed. We had a great nanny that was making a lot of money. But boy, I had no idea what I was missing. And I didn't care about any of the other stuff after that. I didn't care what kind of clothes I wore or car I drove or, you know, but it's, you know, I just encourage people to start taking baby steps in that walk of faith. If you can't take the big one yet, and leave yourself open. Recognize that there is never, ever, ever anything like a coincidence. There's no such thing as a coincidence. Everything is destined. One of the fun little games that I used to play with myself is I would go to Ala Moana in the mall, and I would sit down and I would talk to people. Whoever would come up, I would just have a conversation with them. And I would truly believe that if I sat there long enough and talked to them, that I would find out why God put them in my path. And it's a really awesome exercise to do, because it never fails that there's something that we had in common that I get to at some point in that conversation. And so, it's an exciting life if you allow yourself to walk in faith in that direction. So
she has made the decision with financial uncertainty, and you know how big that is for all of us, right? But she and Guy found that you can really trust God. Of course, you know, things might not just be like it all was before.
Yep.
I mean, you have to, certain values begin to change. And they begin to work themselves out. You know, part of what I love about what you said, Kim, you made it practical and applicable. One day. After all, the Lord speaks to us about the simplicity of life. And sometimes we get overwhelmed with stress because we're worried about the future or we're regretting yesterday. But as Kim said, one day. One day, one step. One step of faith, trusting God more and more, and seeing God move in and through your life, providing, leading, guiding. We're going to take a quick break right now. When we come back, this transition for Kim Janala was part of a new season in her life that God already knew, but he was realigning her, really repositioning her for the things that he has for her to do now. She'll talk more. We'll talk more about that transition. Yeah, that's one of the things I love about just talking story like we do. We're not rushing through anything. We're seeing what God is doing and leading us to talk about. Because really, your heart, your life is very much something that God is interested in because He loves you so very much. Stay with us. We'll be back.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Navigating change can be a difficult thing to do, especially if, you know, there's this thing called Windwalkers, and they say with windwalkers, you know, these are the guys that like stand outside, you know, on airplanes, you know, those old Red Baron type of airplanes. The windwalkers, they would actually stand while the plane is in air. They would actually stand, but there's a rule in their stunt. Never let go of one part of the wing until you have hold of the other part. Well, but the life of faith sometimes makes you feel like you are letting go of both. You're letting go of one, and you haven't grabbed hold of the other. But here's the thing, like in the story of Kim Janala, she was holding on to the Lord. But more than that, the Lord was holding on to her. How much more firm could that be? And more so, the Lord wants to hold on to you, dear one. You're listening to The Good Life Hawaii radio show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Kim Janala is in studio with us today, and this is one of those great moments, hey, when we can talk story heart to heart and share the great things that God has done in her life. To find out more about our program, to access this show as a free podcast and other shows by many, many topics of interest to you, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And to find out more about Aloha United Way, AUW.org. windwalkers, Kim, letting go of your career, illustrious at the apex, you're transitioning, you make a decision, not knowing what would happen next, but the peace, knowing that you're there with your precious children. Mm-hmm. For 2 weeks, you say you wept because of the gratitude.
Yeah.
How did God lead you to the next phase of your life?
So this was what was just the beginning of just one incredible awakening after another for me. Didn't know where I was going to go to work, but had an opportunity. Kapi'olani Medical Center had approached me about joining their philanthropy team. And that for me was incredible because both of my kids were born there. My son, Luke, during childbirth, there were problems. He had the umbilical cord wrapped around his neck and he coded during childbirth. And always I had in the back of my mind credited Kapi'olani with saving his life. And never really had a chance to thank them because after you have a new baby, you're so tired and, you know, distracted. And I think I sent a fruit basket or something, but I always felt like I needed to do more for that hospital. So here we were 6 years later and they, you know, called upon me and said, you know, do you think that you could come do fundraising for the hospital? Do you think you could feel comfortable asking people for a $1 million donation? And I said, I have no idea. I've never done sales before, but I know I can tell an emotional story. And I know that I would love the opportunity to thank you for what you did for my son. So I took that job again, a blind walk, and I'm so grateful to them for having the faith in me to learn this. But here's where God told me flat on that I was moving in the right direction. I had been there about a week and my former GM at the TV station called me and he said, I just want to let you know as a courtesy that we're having a party today to announce your replacement at the TV station. I just want you to know that. And my heart sank because I thought, 15 years, that was my chair. There's going to be a new woman sitting next to my husband and, you know, really started doubting myself again. And this was on the way into work at the hospital. And as soon as I get into work, my coworker said, go downstairs and put on scrubs because I signed you up to watch open heart surgery on an 8-month-old baby today. And I said, oh, no, you didn't. I pass out when I get a paper cut. I am not going to go sit. And she goes, no, if you're going to fundraise for this hospital, you need to see what we do. So she sent me down there. It was a 4-hour procedure on this tiny little baby whose heart was smaller than the size of a quarter. 4 surgeons all working side by side with tons of threads to fix all the problems in this baby's heart. But the thing that was amazing was I watched them hook this baby up to life support and turn his heart and lungs off and do the surgery and then flip the switch and turn his heart back on again. And again, I just cried like a baby because I thought, boy, God is at work every moment in this hospital. And I thought, how could anything that I was doing at the TV station seem even remotely important, you know, compared to this? So it's like every time I need that little nudge or reassurance to know that, you know, I'm on the right path, I would get it. And so it's been, you know, an awesome journey. So very happy to have had that experience. Sorry, I'm getting all weepy. I don't know. I usually do this to people during interviews, Danny. They don't do it to me, so.
It's part of the marvel, I think, of speaking from the heart.
Yeah.
And being a heart person, that is a gift, too. Well, with this entree of sharing, connecting, God continued to lead you on. You're the leader of the Aloha United Way today. How did going from Kapi'olani to Aloha United Way, how did that transition take place? And what was it what is it that drives you to serve in your capacity?
Well, when that opportunity came up, I realized that it was, in all honesty, way above. It was a pretty incredible opportunity based on the experience that I had, right? I got contacted to come and talk to United Way about the job. Several people advised me, well, Kim, this is, you know, too big. You're really trying to be a good mom. This is going to take up too much of your time. You have to develop a whole new skill set. And so, it was a little hard because I prayed a lot about it and I wasn't sure. when I took the job. But, you know, they say that God will never push you into something that's easy to do. He wants you to do something that's way beyond your reach so that he gets the glory for it. And that's definitely what happened to me at United Way. I mean, I went over there. I did not realize when I first went there how many things needed to be fixed and changed. And it's never been a bad organization. We've been around 94 years. I want everyone to have faith that everything was being done well. But there were a tremendous number of opportunities for change and improvement. And almost on a weekly basis, I was on my knees. God, this is bigger than me. Tomorrow I have to make a decision that's either going to make or break us, and I don't know the answer. So I need you to tell me, you know, tomorrow I need to find a CFO. I don't know where to look, and one would come. And it was just one step after another of just, I'm so grateful for the challenges that job brought me, because it reduced me to my knees regularly and really cemented that relationship that I had started as a new believer in Christ. And I don't think I would have had that intensity without that. So, I'm grateful to this show because I don't get a chance very often to give God the glory for that. But I will tell you that everything we've done at United Way for the last 2.5 years has been because of him. You know, and just him guiding me and me trying to be obedient and, taking those leaps of faith and then constantly asking him, okay, what are we going to do next? Where are we going to get our next year's fundraising dollars from? So it's been a great experience.
The example of someone being reduced to their knees because they need help, and the help is beyond the resource capacity that they currently have. Does it resonate with you? It certainly resonates with me. Here's the thing, though. Quite often, we don't want to stretch. We would rather just kind of stay in cruise control because it's comfortable. I'm with you there. If you feel like that, I'm with you there. And even Kim, she nods her head. But sometimes God stretches us beyond what we think we can bear because he wants us to grow in certain areas. And he's not roughshod. It's not like a buckshot approach. Hey, I'm just going to make you stretch in this way just for some whimsical occasion. No, no, no. Because he's a God of purpose, he's stretching you in one area in particular. And most often, they're uncomfortable and we don't like it. But it's because he's preparing us for something even in the future. So today, as the Lord may want to stretch you, we would say, would you be open to that and let him? And as you do, he's not leaving you alone. You can pray. And God can provide answers, resources, money even, and people to come around you. Kim, this is a time when in people's lives, you know, it's so much going on, so many changes going on, whether we talk about economics or we talk about world events, disastrous things happening. But people are needing a word of encouragement like you've given, but even prayer. You're a woman of prayer. Could you pray for someone right now who's going through a process of transition, kind of like you've shared? And pray for them with that understanding that God would comfort and strengthen and guide them.
Sure, sure. Well, for those of you who are listening to our show right now, I pray for you that you'll be open and receptive to just allowing God into your heart. Yes. And just taking that first step of just releasing control over your life and your situation and just getting on your knees and just acknowledging that you know God is there and you're willing to let him in and you're willing to do what he wants you to do, and just raising up your problems, raising up whatever is burdening you, raising up the raising of your family or whatever you need that help with, mm-hmm. to him and mm-hmm. putting it on his shoulders and just knowing with absolute certainty that he's going to be there to walk with you and to help you through that. And all it takes is you finally saying yes, that you're willing to do that. And it sounds maybe so simple, mm-hmm. but that's all God's waiting for, is just for you to open up the door and acknowledge that you know he's right there with you And I'll tell you, it was a powerful experience for me. And he will walk with you every step of the way after that. All that he asks after that is that you work hard to stay close to him. And if you start to stray, he'll find a way to push you back. But I pray for you that that you'll have the strength in listening to this show or at church this week or with friends to just let go and let God and really, really honestly connect yourself to him and turn yourself over to the purpose that he has for you in this earth.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. Well, when we come back, Kim, let's talk. Let's talk about the mission of Aloha United Way. Why it's so important. Why would someone donate to AUW rather than maybe directly to a nonprofit of their choice? Let's talk about some of those things. Educate. Educate us. We want to learn. We want to know about the great cause, you know, nearly 100 years. And in God bringing you in a position where perhaps another 100 years is being set up to impact the lives of literally hundreds of thousands. I mean, we're talking 800,000. I mean, we're talking close to a million people. Aloha United Way. Kim Janala is with us. She is the CEO for Aloha United Way, a woman that God has used in incredible ways and continues to do so, much of which came when she began to realign some very fundamental priorities in her life, that life became crystal clear. As you listen today, when we come back from our break, as you listen, we believe God will use her story to help bring about some clarity even in your life. Gosh, I love it when things become clear to me. I feel like I can move on. Sometimes I'm in like the doldrums of my own emotions, in my own confusion, in my own worries and stress. But when the light bulb goes on, a moment of clarity, wow, I can go forward. Today, perhaps this is a moment where you will be able to go forward too. Stay with us. We'll be back with more from Kim Janala.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Yeah, suffice it to say, we can't go on in our lives alone. I mean, we know that, right? Although sometimes we might think we can, but in reality, we need others. And in this case, as Kim Janala has shared her story with us, there's more behind the scenes of someone specific that has made a difference for her. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Kim Janala is in studio with me today. Get this program and share it with a friend. By doing that, you're going to be bringing hope and encouragement to a loved one, family member, and get it at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Kim, Guy, mm-hmm. has stood by you through the years, even through these big changes.
Yep.
What has that meant to you?
He's an incredible man. And, you know, even as I was going through this really substantial life change when I found God, which, because when you very first experience that, you can't stop talking about it, right? It's all the time to everybody. And it was a rather sudden, very dramatic change for me from who I had been just a few days before. It's hard to explain to people. But anyway, you know, right from the beginning, he was at my side. And I used to pray for him a lot, you know, because he didn't necessarily go to church. And so he started and he said, you know what, Kim, I don't feel it the same way you feel it yet, but I recognize that this is a good thing for you and for our family, and I'm going to walk in this walk with you guys. And now he's the one that gets up every Sunday and gets us all ready to go to church. And he's just been really amazing and open and supportive as he sort of walks in this path with us and waits for the day that God's going to touch him the way that mm-hmm. he's touched me. But the thing that's amazing about it is my daughter, who is 9, is very, very active in the church. And definitely she is an enlightened one already. And my son, who loves his dad, is going to mirror his dad. And so it's really important for these men out there to make their efforts to raise their kids up in the church. Even if maybe they're still waiting to be convicted or saved in their own right, it's super important that you set the right role model. So,
well said.
Yeah.
Well said. The mission of Aloha United Way, mm-hmm. what is it?
We have a couple of purposes. As you said, we are a fundraiser for the nonprofits, and we have 300 local nonprofits, of which many of them, the monies that we raise at our workplace campaigns are the vital dollars that keep them in business. You know, can't say enough about how much money our nonprofit community has lost over the last 2-3 years between government shutdowns, budget cuts, sequestration. Little by little, our nonprofits have very little to hang on to provide critical services like Alzheimer's support and hospice and things that you just expect when you need it, it's going to be there. Mm-hmm. So United Way plays a huge role in the monies that you give and us getting all that money out to those nonprofits. We also vet the nonprofits very closely to make sure that they're meeting their budgets, their goals, their outcomes, so that when you give through us to them, you know your money's going to a good cause. But on top of that, we bring together nonprofits to make a big impact on certain causes. So we have education, poverty prevention, and what we call safety net. And under the education category, it's early childhood ed and raising high school graduation rates. Under poverty prevention, we're providing support to families with children who are homeless. And we bring together all the charities that are doing that work to make sure that we have a big impact. There's about 1,100 homeless kids on Oahu right now. So that's really pretty traumatic. And then under the safety net category, we're funding efforts
to help 1,100 homeless
children on Oahu alone. Hmm. Yeah. And those kids are the innocent victims of circumstance.
Right.
So we do so much in that category. And then finally, our safety net category, if you provide funding in that area, those are, that helps anyone in crisis. This could be, we sheltered over 400 moms and kids that were victims of domestic violence last year. This would be drug rehabilitation. It could be a number of things in the crisis category. But the one thing I do want to share, and I want to thank all of your listeners who've ever made a donation to United Way, because I want to tell you we are absolutely positively getting those dollars to the greatest needs of our local community. Nothing goes outside. And last year we funded 2.4 million visits at local nonprofits with the United Way dollars that you entrusted us to get out to those nonprofits. So it's important work. And I, you know, and I really shudder to think what would happen. Where would you go if United Way wasn't there doing the fundraising to keep a lot of these places open? So
it sounds like a lot is taken for granted. Mm-hmm. But here's a silo of resources that is dispensing to keep society clicking along, mm-hmm, as we've become accustomed to it.
Yep.
What about someone who says, okay, I have these resources. What would be the difference? Or why would I just give to Aloha United Way as opposed to just a particular charity?
And now, if you have a charity of choice, we completely support you helping them directly. We never want to stand in the way of that.
Mm-hmm.
But where I think a lot of our value is at United Way, especially in our workplace giving campaigns, we have 1,400 companies that do fundraising and allow you to do payroll deduction. You are going to be much more likely to give that gift if you take it out $25 a paycheck and you forget than you are going to be to write a $500 check straight out.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to give you that easy, convenient, trusted way to do it without it being too painful. But on top of that, in our impact area funding, if you should fund one of these areas that we're working on, what we do is rather than just giving to one charity that's one small piece of the problem, you're funding the total solution to the problem.
Wow.
And that's where we try to add more value as well. So, you know, we're bringing the seven or eight charities together that are working on that. And we're saying, hey, you guys need to come up with common goals and reach those goals together instead of you doing this little piece and you doing that one. And we want to see outcomes.
That's a unique composite in making it happen. And a unique organization that's been around for nearly 100 years, hammering away at that successfully decade after decade. And it's because of leaders like yourself, Kim, where that continues to be perpetuated. And ever more is it needed, particularly in times like the day in which we live. Kim, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
For being with us today, being so generous, so gracious in sharing out of your life. It means so much.
It is the least I can do. And it's been wonderful spending time with you too, Danny. Thank you.
I hope, our friend, dear friend, that you were moved, touched, inspired by the unique insights today from our guest, Kim Janala. You can find out more about Kim and her organizational leadership there at AUW.org. You know what? God's timing is absolutely perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. If you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment for you to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. I've got a presentation put together just for you. Click Get to Know Jesus. And to help us with your financial support, to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Partners. Proverbs 4, 6, and 7 says, never walk away from wisdom. She guards your life. Love her. She keeps her eye on you. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Kim Janala. Find out more at AUW.org. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, our guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.